The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Through the storm we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you. With or without you.
Yes, U2's With or Without You, a song that just over 20 years ago my next guest included in his 30 Best Irish Hits, an album that went 6 times platinum. Tom Dunn, you're welcome to The Hard Shoulder. It's good to talk to you.
You too, Ciarán, bringing me back there listening to that happy little song, because I can remember when it was out, there were people who had said, you know, would you not put a different U2 song on? And I was very adamant that it had to be that one. That was their first ever US number one. And all I can say is, if you were in a band, if you're in an Irish band and you saw another Irish band going to the top of the American charts after the amount of time and work that they'd put in, it meant an awful lot. So for me, that had to be the one that went in on that compilation. And that was kind of the way that whole compilation was. I fought for every track that went onto it. I was very, I don't know, we didn't have the words then for the kind of words we'd use now, but I kept it very close to my chest because the list came about from just voting on the show. The show was just starting off, Pet Sounds, and I'd written a few bits and papers about what were the greatest Irish albums. And then we decided to do an audience vote. And it was huge. It really was. And back then, a lot of them were letters. So you'd get quite long letters in with people telling you about, you know, bands and tracks that they particularly loved. And what really shocked me at the time was the amount of love for Horselips, because Horselips were 20 years gone at that point. They'd split up in Belfast in 1980. Very dramatically threw the fiddle in the air, and that was the end of it. But 20 years later, they were the third most popular band in the poll.
Wow.
It was U2, Thin Lizzy, and then, yeah, I know, Horselips. And it was people saying, I will never forget the time they came to our town, wherever our town was in Ireland. And there was a time when there weren't many gigs happening. There certainly weren't many original bands coming to town. And for a band like Horselips to take the effort and the time to arrive in your town, people didn't forget it. And they absolutely loved it. I became quite precious because of that.
Yeah. You mentioned Thin Lizzy. Let's take a little listen to some fill in it.
She's broke his heart and that is rough. But it'll be able to recover. The romance is over. This boy is cracking up. This boy has broken down. This boy is cracking up. This boy has broken down.
Yeah, I'm still not quite used to Phil Lynott. Keep saying Phil Lynott every time I say his name, Phil Lynott. Of course. I mean, where did the idea come from, Tom? And when you say, look, you're fighting with every song to get, like, who were you fighting with to get songs included? Who was involved in this?
The idea really just, okay, well, the idea came from the result of the poll. It was so good and so many people listened to it that a record company came to me, Solid came to me and said, will we not put out as a compilation? But then the minute we said, let's do this, the record companies who owned the tracks would say, you know, would you mind taking a different track? So it'd be the equivalent of you going looking for, you know, Ace of Spades for Motorhead. And they come back and say, would you take something off Lemmy's new acoustic poetry album? And you're going, no, I'm not taking anything off that, right? Or then they say, look, I know, we'll get you U2, but would you take this new band that we've signed as well? And they're kind of, you know, six. And you'd go, no, I can't take them. I can't take them. That's not happening. So that was, it seemed to be fighting little fires like that.
Yeah, it's a really iconic album.
One of the funniest.
As well, I should say, like, just sorry, I want to mention it because people will be wondering about the album if they can remember it. They might remember the picture of it. It's up on our Twitter account at The Hard Shoulder with the green background and the guitar case. But sorry, you were about to say?
The funniest was there was an award ceremony and the leader, I'm never going to name him, but people can work it out. The leader of a boy band was there and they'd left a copy of the CD at each table. And he came over to me shaking it in my face and said, this is not going to sell, Tom. It's not going to sell. And I said, why is it not going to sell? And he says, very obvious, Tom. You know, my band are not on it. Now, his band were the biggest selling band in Ireland at the time, which was fair enough. But they were a boy band. And I was saying, look, this isn't a boy band album. If I put them in there, it would stop it selling. It would be the actual opposite effect. People would look at it and they'd smell a rat. They'd say, you're trying to slip this to us. So I had to stand firm. I said, sorry, they're not going on it.
It still divides opinion. Like the text we're getting at, the shock omissions from Tom Dunn's best Irish hits were the Cranberries, Linger, the Frank and Walters, After All, the absence of the Coors, Runaway, was perhaps personal taste from Tom. And Westlife, Flying Without Wings, they should also be in there.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't.
Enough said. Like you said, Tom's not mentioning who that person was or who that band were who wanted to be included.
No, I'm not. I will say the Cranberries was just delayed. We got them for volume two. So absolutely, I wanted them. But yeah, we did get them. And Frank and Wallace was the same. So they were on volume two.
Something happens snuck in there as well, that made sure they were included.
Two million streams on Spotify as we speak. So, you know, it's Tom Dunn's Greatest Irish Hits. I think the name was gave it away. It was a hit. It had to come on it.
It was an absolute.
Nothing personal.
An absolute hit. What would you include, Tom, from the last 20 years if you were doing it again? We've had some great suggestions. Snow Patrol, Hosier, plenty more.
Yeah, both of them straight off the bat. Damien Rice, Cannonball, obviously something from Damien Dempsey. I absolutely love him. Villagers, Gemma Hayes, Pillow Queens, I love Fontaines DC. That is a debate for the day. You could be there for a long time. But again, it's all that they need to fit. They all need to seem like they're on the same bus. You know, that they're kind of genres and artist songs that go together, that one doesn't jut out and just give you the smell of this has been snuck onto the bus because it's somebody's friend. You know, you just can't have that. Revelino, another great band.
Revelino, I think, tweeting you today about it. I mean, tell me this, would you...
That's right.
Is it something that still gets mentioned to you? Like, besides times like today when we're talking about it? Like, it kind of, when I saw the picture, I was immediately taken back. I think every house in Ireland had one.
Yeah, it was. It just, I remember it was released and my expectation for it was it might do about 5,000. And then slowly but surely, the record company were saying to me, saying it's still selling. And then it seemed like about 10 weeks after it was released, it went to number one, which seemed remarkable. And there was no real promotion going on around it. And then it just kept selling and selling and selling. And volume two was a hit as well, which was fantastic. So, you know, I think that fighting for the tracks and making sure that it was a good compilation and it sat together, that was very important. And I'm glad we stuck to our guns.
Yeah.
I saw a copy of volume two, a CD of it on eBay for €1,263.
No way. Jesus, I might have to go home and start digging through the old presses and find those CDs if that's what they're going for. Not that I'd sell it, Tom, of course. Tom Dunn.
No, of course.
Presenter of The Tom Dunn Show. Of course, you can hear Tom here on The Hard Shoulder every Thursday talking about the week in music and marking today 20 years thereabouts since the release of the 30 Best Irish Hits.